What do we have here? Be not afraid. I'm only asking a question. A pretty name. And intuitive. You assume this is my forest. You'd be correct. Don't worry, you're not in any trouble. Unless you've been harming the forest. These trees are special to me. Do not harm them, and no harm will come to you. May I inquire, what are you doing here? You're lost. You poor child. Child or not, you are one to me. Think I am a god? No, I quite like the idea of that. God of the Edelwood, god of the unknown. The unknown. Oh, you really are lost, aren't you? Not some resident of the village who stumbled too far from the inn. Oh, no. You're not from here at all, are you? It's not a problem at all. Where are you headed to? May I ask? Home. And where is that? Do you remember? Where were you before you were in this, my forest? You're not sure. Well, I don't know how I can help you. If you can't remember, for all you know, you could be from here. There are people who live in the unknown. That is where you are. made your way to one of the villages. Someone could remember you. No. It doesn't sound right. And what would you know? Don't be ungrateful. I could not help you. I don't have to. Why am I a poor lost soul wandering alone? I feel lost, not just physically, but in your mind. Are you lonely, little one? Then we are one and the same. Well, since you ask if I would help you for nothing. Perhaps there is something you could do for me. Someone has stolen something of mine. I would like it back. I do not own much, you see. Physical possessions do not mean a whole great deal. But I have one relic. It is of sentimental value. You see, was attacked. I was merely minding my own business, but because of my appearance, the others, the humans and almost humans, fear me, think of me as some sort of monster. And so, when I was hit, I dropped my lantern. And when I thought that help had come, he picked up my lantern and refused to give it back. He carries it now, everywhere he goes. We came to a deal. He does favors for me, and I thought that he could take care of things, of, well, the lantern, that he would help, and that with enough time he would give it back, but he has refused. I'm being used by him, you say. And he walks around there with stolen property, acting as if he is the victim. In his house, in his mill, with his axe. So many things. And that lantern is all that I have. Had. And now... You have not tried. Of course I've tried. Perhaps someone more. Handsome. Could be more convincing. Someone. So. Innocent, kind, beautiful. Perhaps he would listen to you. If you agree to help get my lantern back, you help me get the lantern. And I will show you the way out of these woods. Well, there are many ways out, places to go. Perhaps we should prepare you. If I send you straight to the mill, Well, I don't want to put you in any danger. We can't have you getting. The inn, then. Get some hot food in that belly of yours. Warm you up. What do you say? Aren't you cold? Aren't you starving? Hungry? Alone? I will show you the way out, if we have a deal. Wonderful. Then would you follow? I suppose I can allow you to ask questions. You must have a lot of them. I see no harm. Besides, it's been a while since I've had intelligent conversation. See if you can prove to be good company. Let's be off.